Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Vav, five lines from the bottom of Daf Hey and Beis, and the Gemara brought down the memory that we had on Daf Gimel Med Aleph of Shmuel, that Shmuel stated, Beis Shadonu Dineim Din El Shenikru Bezin Chatzuf, and we explained that Shmuel holds Midiraisa, even one Dayan who is a Hedyot, is Kosher to Dan, Dineim Mominis, and judgments that are relevant to Hidoyis for a voice. However, in Pei Yeshve Kronos, the Rabbanim were Goyza, that there's a requirement of having three Dayanim. Therefore, Shmuel taught us that if two Dayanim actually go and judge Dinei Mamonis, then that din is a valid din. However, they're called the Bezin Kasuf because they went against the Takanos HaChamim. And as Tesis explained, that Hodu Nakat Shnayim Mishum Dafilu Shnayim have a Bezin Chatzif, Aval Hu Adin Dechad Nami Dinei Din. And even if one Dayan judges Dinei Mamonis, then it would be a valid judgment. And our Gemara continues, Isvei, that we will ask a question on Shmuel from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer Hadin B'Shleishu Pshar B'Shnayim, that a standard din Torah has to be with three dayanim. However, a pshara and a compromise or a settlement agreement can be made with two dayanim. The yafa koyach pshara mikoyach adin, and the koyach of compromising is greater than the koyach adin in the following manner: sheshnayim shedano balidin michoyim lachseben. If a psak din was made by two dayanim, then the balidin could be choyza. Clearly, we see against the shita of Shmuel, as we see that in the named din, as Shmuel stated that beis shedano the named din el shenikru bezdin chatzav. The brayso continues. If a compromise was done through two dayanim, then the balidinim are not able to be chayza, and you could force them to keep to the terms of the agreement. Rashi explains, "Sharin esratzu val pian asu." Ayin in the bottom tesis diba maskel yafa koyach pshara, where tesis bothered tema, but my yafa, how can you say that the koyach pshara is stronger than the koyach din? If the same din would occur b'negiyah din tayra, then certainly they would have the same dinim, and as tesis points out, din nami dumi de pshara himi daitam, and it's done with das of both of the litigants, shnayim shedonu im balidin yichayim lachseben kivnu kiblu alayu. Because of this question, Taisis learns our sugya a bit different than Rashi, and Taisis states, v'nira demayri kagoyin de oslo beitre v'amilu doinu esanu k'moshu regilin lachsadin ay oslanu pshara k'moshu regilin lachsaysa uv'chai gavna yofa. In this case, where there are similar cases of din and pshara, in this case, b'negeya din then the yichayim lachseben, however, b'negeya and we continue on that Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara just brought a question to Shmuel from the Braisa where Shimon Gamliel stated that Din Bishleisha. He explained if a Psak Bezdin were made by two Dayanim, then the Balidinim are Yechayin Lachseben. Clearly, we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold like Shmuel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that in Dineim Din. The Gemara now states, Vichitema Pligi Rabbanon led Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if you're going to say that in Chinami Shmuel doesn't agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanon argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shmuel holds like Rabbanon, but the Gemara is for Amar Avvo Shneim Shadonu L'Divrei Hakol in Dineim Din. We saw in that Beis and Beis that Avvo stated that if a Psak Din was made by two Dayanim, then all agreed that in Dineim Din. Therefore, it's clear that no one argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara answers Gavra Gavra Gamar Amis, that how can you ask a question on Shmuel from Avvo as in Chinami Avvo who stated on that Beis and Beis that Midraisa is a requirement to have three Dayanim Mumchin. So certainly he would hold that Shneim Shadonu L'Divrei Call in the name din. However, since Shmuel holds that Midiraisa, even one dying that's a hedyot, can paskin, so he would hold that this braisa that we just brought down in the name of Shimon Gamliel is a das yachid, and Rabbanon argued on Shimon Gamliel, and they hold shnayim shadonu dineim din. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we previously learned Amar Avo shnayim shadonu dineim mamis l'divrei hakol in the name din, that since Avo holds that Midiraisa is a requirement for three dayanim mumchin, the only reason why Mishnah stated Dine Marma is the Hainu Hoydoy Salvois, Abishlisha Hedjaitis, is because the Rabbana made Takana, Shleitinal Dells with a Lovin. Therefore, if Tudanim actually paskin, then their Psakdin would not be valid and would be void. And the Gemara states, Esir Rab Abla Ravo, so Rab Abba asks a question to Ravo from the following Mishnah, which is on the Chav Chesam and Aleph in Mesechtes Becheris, as the Mishnah states, Donas Hadin, Vizikas Achai, Vichai Vizakai, Timis Atar, Tias Atomoi, Masha Osir Osir, Yumishalim Besai. Rashi points out that since in the Sefer the Mishnah we speak about Imhoya Mumchal Bezin, therefore it's Muchach that the ratio of this Mishnah is referring to a Yochid that's not a Mumcha, and even so, the Mishnah tells us that if he goes and makes a judgment and he's Mizaka someone that really should be Chayiv, or he's Mechayiv someone that really should have been Zakai, or he's Mitami something that would have been Tar, or he's Mitari something that should have been Tamei, then his Psak is still valid. However, if he caused a loss to one of the parties, then he's Chayiv to pay them. And as Rashi states, Mishalim Beisa Pirkin Kamon Muki Loshi Nosav Nosav Biad, then Daflam Gimel, the Gemara will explain that talking about a case, we actually caused the loss by Yadayim. Rashi continues that Rab Abba's question to Ravo is Midik Tani Masha also by the fact that the Mishnah states that this Psak is considered a valid Psak, Alma Dine Dina. So we see that the Din is a valid Din, the Loy Dina Lehada, as if it would not be considered a valid Psak. Lemaisa, we shouldn't say that the Dayan has to pay back the person he caused the loss to, as all we should say is that the Psak is void, therefore no loss will be caused, as the money has to be returned back to the proper owner. Rashi also states, Donas Hadin, Yechidi Mashma, by the fact that he said that he made a judgment, so it's Mashma that we're talking about one Dayan, and the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinim to Kiblu Olayu, then in this case, we're talking about a scenario where the litigants were both Mekabel, this Dayan, to make a judgment for them, and therefore this Psak would be valid, even according to Rabbi Vo, and the Gemara is, Hachi Amai Mishalim Beisai, that Lachari, if they were Mekabel on themselves, that whatever he will judge, they will accept. The Lachari, even if he made a mistake which caused any of the parties a loss, why would he be Chayiv and be responsible to pay them? And the Gemara answers, the Amalei, Dain Lon Din Tera, although they agreed that they want him to be their Dayan, and they didn't need a Bezin of Shleisha, the Maisa, when they asked him to Paskim for them, they said to him, we want you to judge for us based on a Din Tera. And as Rashi says, Bekim Yotar, and since he made a mistake, Lav Din Tera done, so he didn't actually Paskim for them properly, and they weren't Mekabel, that type of Psak. And let's keep in mind that from the Pashas of Gemara, it's Mashma, at the time that the litigants actually asked him to Paskim for them, they would have to actually specify this Tnai, they would have to be Mepharis's Tnai. However, Ayin Meiru states, Klema Sheikhoim Kachoy Datenu, Shetadenenu, Bidin Tera, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that we just saw that the Brisa stated, Masha Asa Asu Yumishalim Beisai, therefore, Amalei of Safra Rab Abba, so of Safra Esra Rab Abba, the Tabamai, what type of mistake did the Dayan make? As Elaim the Tabid Vabishnah, as if the Dayan made a mistake in a Mefurish Mishnah and a Mefurish Halacha, Vam Rab Sheshes, Amr Rab Asi, Tabid Vabishnah Chayza, that if a Dayan makes a mistake in a Mefurish Mishnah, then we would cancel the Psak. Therefore, as Rashi states, Chayza Machsa Sadin, Ve'ena Mishalim Beisai, as the Kiva the Dorma Mefurishu, Ain Dinoy Din. Therefore, the Gemara explains, El Tab, Beshik Ladas, that in a Chanami, the Dayan made a mistake in actually deciding whose opinion to follow. And as the Gemara explains, Hechidon Beshik Ladas, Amra Papa, Rapapa states, Gagoin Tre Tanoi, Utre Amroi, De Pligia Dodi. And for example, in a case where there's Machlekes between two Tanoim, or in a case where there's Machlekes between two Amroim, and Vele It Melchis Aloykama Vele Kama, Vesugi the Alma Libid Chaminau, and Lemaisa, there's no clear Psak according to Edom and the Amrim. However, Lemaisa, when you learn through the Sugya, it should be quite clear to everyone that we should paskin like one of the Amrim, the Ozel Iyu, the Ovid Ki'idach, Hainu Shikladas, and even so, this Dain went and paskin like the other Manda Amra, so that is a toys Bishikladas. In that case, the Mishnah Becheris tells us, Masha Asor Asoi, however, Mishalim Besoi, Ain and Rashi, the Kivan, the Leit Mahilchas, the Leit Kamar, the Leit Kamar, Hai Baldin, the Nokat, Leit Boilish Lume, the Amale, Pesak, the Lilu Dinoi, certainly the Baldin who won, Kutaino, that you can't overturn the Psak, as Lemaisa you paskin like a valid Manda Amra, Umiu Iu, Boilish Lume, Kivan the Sugin, the Almak Idoch, however, Lemaisa, the Dain has to pay, since he actually went according to the wrong Shita, and he shouldn't have paskin this way. And the Gemara continues that we just saw Machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Vo, if Shnaim Shadonu, Dinayim Din, or Ein Dinayim Din. And the Gemara states, Lemakat Hanoi, let us say it is based on Machlekes Hanoim, as we have a Brisa where we have Machlekes between Rav Mei and Rachamim. The Brisa states, Bitsua Bishloisha, that a Pshara has to be made by three of the Onim, Div Rav Meir, these are the words Rav Meir, Vacham Imim and Vacham Agar Meir, and they hold Pshara B'Yachid, that a Pshara can be done through a Yachid, and you don't need three Dionim. The Gemara now tries to explain how the Shita of Shmuel and Rabbi Avo could potentially be Toloi in the Shitas of Ramei and Chachamim. And as the Gemara continues, Saru, that we had a Habmina, that the Kuli Alma, that both Ramei and Chacham agree, that Makshin and Pshara Ladin, that we Makish the Din of Pshara to regular Din Taira, and Maila Bahakim of Gli, and therefore the Machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim must be as follows, the Masov and Dimishleisha, since Ramei hold that every Psak Din needs a Bezdin of three, therefore he's Makish to Pshara, and he states that Pshara also requires a Bezin of Shleisha. Fizera Vo is actually going with the same Shita Rameya that Din is Bishleisha. Masav and Racham hold Din Bishnayim, that a regular Din Tera can be even with two Dayanim and even one Dayan, and therefore the Racham hold that just like a Din Tera could be with one Dayan, so we compare that to Pshara, even one Dayan can effectuate a Pshara. Lefizesh, Shmuel will hold like the shita of the chachamim, and the Gemara responds, "Loi, that is not necessarily the case, as the kulia alma dimishloisha, as really we could say that both the chachamim and Rameya agree to Ravo that every din Torah is required to have three dianim. Even so, the chachamim and Rameya are being choluk in the gei pshara as v'hacha b'hakim mifli, and the machlek is between the chachamim and Rameya is as follows: the masav and makshirim pshara l'din, as Rameya holds that umakish the dina of pshara to the din Torah, and since we know the din Torah requires three dianim, therefore pshara also requires three dianim. Masava loy makshirim pshara l'din, and the chachamim hold that we are not makish pshara l'din, and although a din Torah requires three dianim, however pshara can even be done and effectuated by one dayin." Rashi explains when the Gemara originally stated Savru, Rabbanan Amroi b'nei yeshiva ubaru me mahachad b'dishmul ravo pligi, as we explain, and Rashi states that when we said that kuli alma that both Rabbanan may agree that we're makshin and pshar l'din, where do we find a hekesh between pshar l'din, the chsiv as the pasuk in Shmuel Bay states mishpatu tzedakah v'aminu kamad d'zeu b'tzua alma d'iskah shel mishpat, therefore we see there's a hekesh between mishpat and pshara. Let's keep in mind that the Gemara basically just said that both of these shitas are going according to Ravo. Therefore, if we are Ravo, we already saw the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, we see the shita of Rav Meir, and we see the shita of Chachamim all agree to Ravo. And l'chari, it seems that Ravo is correct, as he stated earlier, Shnayim Shedanu L'divrei HaKol Ein Dinei Din. L'maisa, Taisis on the first of the wide lines, Bavon's his point, and Taisis states, Lo Yidikuli Alma, and Taisis says, Tema, D'loi Kama L'Shmuel Vade Tanayu, as l'maisa, the Gemara could have stated that according to Shmuel, certainly there is Machlekes Tanayim, and certainly we would explain it as we originally explained that all agree that we're makish pshar l'din and that chacham hold pshar biyachid because they hold that every din Torah could be judged by one dayin, and therefore it would come out that Shmuel is going like the chachamim. Therefore, the Shmuel, we saw the shita of Shimon Gamliel and the shita of Meir that certainly would be chaylik on the chachamim, but the ma'isa Shmuel passes like the chachamim that a din Torah could even be judged by one dayin. Ayin Tesis continues that the Gemara would have stated laravo milema tanoihi the chiyagavna ochadashas bechol duchta ayin sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us make a few points. Number one, the Taisu Rush points out that Ramei use a Lashon Bitzua Bishleisha, and Zakta Taisu Rush Bitzua Hu Lashon Pshara, Kamoi Menich Prusa Betech Shleima Ubeitzea, Kein Derech Mefasha, Tzarech Lishaber Inin Ulchalkai, Noisin Ksas, Michel Zelaze, and the Taisu Rush is bothered that Lachayr, why is it that Ramei use a Lashon Bitzua, and meanwhile the Chacham said Pshara Biyachid? He explains that Ramei Dafka use a Lashon Bitzua, Shetzarech Gimel Kein Din, every single pshara has an element of din in it, and that's why we call it bitua. However, the Fidei Chachamim that pshara is biyachid, they specifically use the lashon pshara as lemaisa. It's not based on din at all, and it's based on any deal that they could make and any compromise that they come up with. And as the Rashi explains, man demekel kari lepshara, the in tzarch ledaktik kolkach lekaodem hamatal tzaynin letechamin umefashron. The job of someone that's making a pshara is to cool down the parties, and it's as if he's placing cold water into hot water and cooling it off. And also, Ayin Taisis the Dibur Maskil Bitzua Begimel, and Taisis points out that even though the Gemara stated Rameir is makish pshara l'din, however lav l'chol dov makshinon the bedin is lina basruba im shnayim im zakev echad im chayiv oyepcha or pshara lay is lina basruba as sheskim u'shloshlan adas echad kedam perik basur d'mesech zavid zara ayin shom. And Taisis also points out that in the Havmin of the Gemara stated the Kuli Alma Makshin and Pshar Ladin. And Taisa explains, Pirish, the Kuli Alma is Ramei Rechamim of this Braisa, Avu Rab Shimon Gamliel, the Lael, Vadid Lai Makish. However, certainly Rab Shimon Gamliel, whose Shita we saw in the Braisa on the bottom of Daf Hain and Beis, he definitely wasn't Makish Pshar Ladin, as he stated, Shnaim Shadonu, Baladin Yichon Lachsaben, and Shnaim Shasu Pshara, in Baladin Yichon Lachsaben, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues, Lemit Tlosa Tanoi Bipshara. Let us say there are three different Shitas of Tanoim regarding the halacha pshara, the masav b'shleisha, as Rameya holds that there's a requirement to have three dayanim, umasav b'shnayim, and Shimon Gamliel that we saw in the Afhim Beis holds that there's a requirement for two dayanim, umasav b'yachid, and the chum that we saw arguing on Rameya in the previous brisa hold that a pshara can be done even with one dayan. And the Gemara answers, Amr of Achabreda of Ika, v'yitamer of Yemen Bashamya, manda amatrei, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who stayed in the Afhim Beis, that there's a requirement for two dayanim, afilu chad nami. Really, he holds that even one dayan would be valid. And the reason why he spoke about two dayanim, as he wanted to make sure that there were edim that actually knew what the deal was, and they could go and testify that we actually made a pshara, and this was the pshara. Ayin Rashi, Rashi, do we maskal mando matrei? I feel a bechad machsher. The kimin loy machshinu leledin mali trei mali chad. As certainly it wouldn't make sense to have this middle type of shita as what would be the svara that Rav Shimon Gamliel would state that there's a requirement for two dayanim to make a pshara. Once we're not makish pshara leledin, then certainly even one dying can make a pshara. And Ayin Muki Yosef who points out mehashaminon those that make a pshara they could be edim v'hu adin ledayanim and dayanim also could serve as edim. Gemara states Amar Vashi Shma Mina Pshara in its Tzricha Kinyan. The Lacher we see from here that there's no requirement for any of the Balidinim to make a Kinyan. The Isak Daitach Tzricha Kinyan, as if you would say that there's a requirement for a Kinyan, Lamanda Amar Atlasa, according to Rameo, hold that there's a requirement to have to be the Anim, Lamali, why would there be a requirement to have to be the Anim, Tiski betray, Velikimene, Lacher, it should suffice, even if you have two or even one dying, as long as they made a Kinyan and accepted upon themselves any Psak or any Pshara, Ayin Rashi, Tiski betray, Velikimene, the Kivin to Kanumene, Lamali Bezdin, Loitehel, Matana Ba'alma, Umidaitoi, Vimiskeyamis, it's not going to be worse than any Matana. Certainly, if the parties make a Kinyan, then any Pshara should be valid. And the Gemara states, Vahilchasa, Pshara Tzricha Kinyan, and even so, the Gemara Paskins, that Pshara needs a Kinyan, Vafilo Nasa Bishlesha, and even if three Dianim are the ones that make the Pshara, there's still a requirement for the parties to make a Kinyan. That he's bothered alachira if they made a kinyan, so why would there be a requirement to have three dianim? And Zak Tesis v'hadle sagi betray mishun dehavi kamoi kinyan betoyis delay b'ki b'pshara shapir and alachira it's a bit tzarich bia as the seems from the Gemara that we actually makish pshara ledin and it's not based on a svara, it's based on a hekish, and it could be that when the Gemara stated that we makish pshara ledin, this was only an asmachta ba'alma, and as Rashi brought that this was learned from a pasuk in Shmuel, and therefore alachira the machlekes between Rameyin and Chachamim is not a question in the Din D'Oraisa, and it's a question in the Din D'Rabbanan. And let's keep in mind that Taisa discusses that when the Gemara discusses of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan or Ein Tzricha Kinyan, the question is, are we talking about a Kinyan when the Baladinim decided that they want this Dayan or these judges make a Pshara for them, or is it talking about a Kinyan that is made after the Pshara is already made and after all parties agree on the compromise, and at that point they will make a Kinyan to consummate their agreement? And our Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Kashem Shadim Bishlesha, Kach Bitsu Bishlesha, which is of course exactly like the Shita Rameya, that just like a Din Taira has to be with three Dianim, so too a Pshara has to be performed with three Dianim. We continue in that Vavim Beis, Nigmar Din, Iyat Rishay Lipsoya, once Bezdin issues a Psak Din, and as Rashi says, Sha'amru Ish Plaini Yat Zakai, Ish Plaini Yat Chayiv, then at that point it would be also for Bezdin to try to make a compromise between the parties, as certainly since they paskin that one party is correct, it wouldn't be possible to say to the winning party that even though we paskin for you, but at this point you should go to Fnum Mishra Zedin and you should make a compromise. Ayin in Taisis in Diba Maskel Nidma Din Yati Rishay Lipsoya, where in the middle of Taisis he brings the Pshat of Rashi, Shekva Umru, Ish Plaini At Zakayv, Ish Plaini At Chayiv, and Taisis states, Veloshan Ashas, Murach came Bevadai, Avakosha, Mai Bitsu, Ashay Hashto, Achashinifsaka Din Lagami, the Lacher, what type of compromise can be made if the Bezdin already announced a Psak, Uvadechik Shlemish, Layitu, I say Laymilai, Uraim and Oshamit to Inu Bedin, and therefore we want you to make a compromise as we explained. Umikish Mishaiv and Shua Zerizer, Shari Lamemel, who lasts his Besua, Kedeli Potter Moin Shua, Ayan Sham, and I in the beginning of Taisis, where Taisis explains Asugia a bit different than Rashi, and he says, Shekvat Dictaku Bedin Hatev, that the Dayanam already Mudaktek, Uchamoy Gomru Sedin, and as if they paskin already, the Lemersa Elish Plain at the Chayev, the Kivin is Bar Kolkach, as since Bezin already knows who we are going to paskin for, Ain La Taisi last of Shara, Shall Molly Hoyudeish, and his Bar Dinless Chos, Layam Miswasi of Shara, Bashum Indian, as certainly if the litigant would know that he was about to win, then certainly he would not agree to a compromise, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues and brings a simon, Samash Bankash simon. This simon refers to the Tanoim that the Gemara will discuss, which is Rabbi Yisya Glili, Rabbi Lezer, May, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, Rabbi Shum ben Manasseh, Rabbi Shum ben Lakish. This is a continuation of the Brisa that we just saw, where the Gemara said, Tanar Abanon, Shem Shadim Bishleisha, Kach Bitsu Bishleisha, and Nigba Din, Yatu Rishay Libtsaya. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Eshe, Rabbi Yisya Glili, Aymer Asa Libtsaya, and as Rashi states, Mishabo Ledin, Asa Ledion Libtsaya, that even if they just came to a Din Taira, it would be also for the Dion to tell them to make a Pshara. Chalar Bitsaya, Reza Chote, and if someone makes a Pshara, then it's considered he did a Vera, Vichalam Verchas Abitsaya, and if someone praises a person that makes a Pshara, instead of going and actually passing at a full Din Taira, he has people make a compromise, ways of minoids, that is considered like blasphemy. And as the Pasuk of Tehillim states, Ki hila rasha al tavis nafshoi beitzea berech niyetz Hashem, and one that benches the person that's beitzea and that causes a compromise, it's as if he's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Elazar ben Eshel basically continues, El yikav adin zahar, but the proper thing for the Adam to do is to make sure that they actually paskin a regular standard din tayra, and that locha should pierce through a mountain, shenema, as the Pasuk states in Devarim, Lisa Q, ponem ba mishpat, kakotin galgadol tishmorin, lesegurim play ish, ki ha mishpat lalikimu, adova shi yikshi mikem, takrivun elai ushmativ. The Torah is telling us that there's a great importance to having mishpat to make sure the proper person wins out and actually is the one that's victorious. Mechei Moshe ha'ima, yikav adin zahar. Moshe would also say, let the proper din pierce a mountain. However, the Gemara continues, aval Aaron, oyu shalom, v'rediv shalom. Aaron was a person that loved peace and chased after peace. Umesim shalom bein adam l'chaveri, and he made peace between a person and his friend. Shenem, as the Pasuk of Malachi states, teres emes haisa b'fiu, aval l'nimsa b'svasav, b'shalom v'misha halach iti, v'rabim heishim me'avoin. As Rashi states, that this Pasuk is talking about Aaron HaKoyin, as the Pasuk then states, ki sifsei koyin yishmu das, which is also a Pasuk in Malachi Beis, and Ayin Rashi, the kivin shei shemei machlekes b'neim, as once he would hear machlekes between two parties, koyim shiur vol in front of, even prior to them coming in front of him for a din, hayroi devachreinu matu shalom b'neim, and he did so through compromise, and therefore we see that even though Rebbe Elazar ben Eshel basically said that it's asal b'saya, that is only once they come to Bezdin, but prior to the litigants coming to Bezdin, then certainly you can make a compromise. We just saw how Rebbe Elazar ben Eshel basically explains the pasuk in Tehillim that stated beitzei beirch niyetz Hashem. The Gemara continues with another explanation as to this pasuk, as Rebbe Elazar explains, harei shegazel sa shel chitim v'tachtma v'afar v'hifrish m'menach ala keitzim v'varach einzim v'varach el minoetz v'al zen nema u'beitzei beirch niyetz Hashem. If someone steals a sa of chitim and he grinds it and he bakes bread and then he takes off chala, so how can you make a bracha on hafrashes chala if at that point you're not considered someone that's making a bracha? It's a mitzvah b'avera. Instead of benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you're blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he understands the pasuk of Beitzea Berech Niyetz Hashem. And as Rashi explains, the Lashon of Beitzea is a Lashon Gzela, the Chsiv, as the pasuk in Mishlei states, Hein Orchas Kol Beitzea Betza Es Nefesh Ba'al Avikach. Mark continues with another way to understand the pasuk of Beitzea Berech Niyetz Hashem, as Rameya Imer Rameya explains, Leinem Beitzea El Kneged Yehuda, that this pasuk is referring to Yehuda. Neman, as the pasuk in Pashat Vayeshev states, Vayem Yehuda Al Achav, that Yehuda said to the rest of his brothers, Ma Betza Ki Nargis Achinu, that what will be our gain if we kill our brother Yosef. Therefore, the pasuk tells us regarding the Beitzea and regarding Yehuda who said, Ma Betza, the Cholam Mevarachas Yehuda, Harezim Inert, Val Zen Nema, U Beitzea Berech Niyetz Hashem, and anyone that will bench Yehuda and say, look at how good Yehuda was, he wanted to save Yosef, is actually as if he's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says, Shehoi Lo Leima, Nechzerein Lo Avinu, as since the Shvatim were going to listen to Yehuda, so he should have said, let's return Yosef to our father. Achrei Shehoi, Dvarav Nishmoin Le'echov. The Gemara just brought three explanations as to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Beitzea Berech Niyetz Hashem, and the Gemara now goes back to the din of Bitzua and the din of compromising and Peshara. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Imam Mitzvah L'Bitzaya, that although Rabbi Elazar ben Eshel basically stated that it's also L'Bitzaya, however, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha holds that it's a mitzvah to compromise. Shineman, as the Pasuk states, in Zechaya, Eila Dvarim Ashitasu, Dabu Emes, Ishes Re'eu, Emesu Mishpat, Shalom Shiftu B'Sharechem. When discussing a judgment, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Mishpat as well as Shalom. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha therefore points out, these two words seem to be contradictory, as when someone is going to a judgment with someone, then they're not at peace, and if someone's at peace, then there's no reason why they're going in front of a dayan and they're going to have a din Torah. And therefore, Bishul ben Karcha states, what type of judgment could there be where there's also peace? That's referring to a case where the yonim get involved, and they make a compromise, and although there's a mishpat, there is a fight between the parties. However, ultimately, they make peace between the parties, and by making a compromise, there isn't one loser, and therefore, there's going to be peace between the parties. And therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha proves that there's a mitzvah to make a compromise. And the Gemara continues, V'chein b'davd o'aymeh, and similarly, b'negei David, the Pasuk Shmuel Bey states, Yimlich David al Kol Yisrael, V'hi David oisim mishpat u'tzedaka l'chol amai. And the Gemara is, V'al li'kol makam sheish mishpat ein tzedaka, u'tzedaka ein mishpat, that any time they have judgment, it's not tzedaka, and when it's tzedaka, then it's not mishpat. That's referring to a mishpat part that's done in a righteous fashion, and that is in a case where ultimately there is a compromise. The Gemara continues, Asalno Tanakama, the Lamaisa we saw it, or Blaz B'nei Shemavis had stated, that's Asal Ubsaya, and if so, how will we be able to explain the Pasuk Shmuel Beis that states, Vahi David Isa Mishpat Utsadaka, and the Gemara explains that the way to understand that Pasuk is done in Sadin, is if there was a judgment, and Zika Sazakai, Vichayev Sechayev, and you Mizaka the proper party, and you Mechayev the proper party, the Russian Schayev Oni Mamin, and the Dayan sees that he actually was Mechayev and Oni to pay money, Vishim Lai Mitech Beisai, and Dayan pays out this amount of money that the Oni would owe, Zem Mishpat Utsadaka. This is a case of Mishpat and Tzedaka, as Mishpat Lazer, Utsadaka Lazer, Mishpat Lazer, Shechsalay Mimaynai, Lamaisa Dov Namelech made sure to make a proper judgment and to pass him properly, Utsadaka Lazer. However, it was still a Tzedaka, Shashim Lai Mitech Beisai, as Dov Namelech made the payment on behalf of the Oni. And the Gemara continues, and Rebbe will ask a question on the way that the Gemara just explained the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, according to Rabbi Lezer, B'nai Shor Beis Eglili, as the Pasuk stated, by He Dov Isa Mishpat, Utsadaka Lachol Amai, and Kashla Rebbe, and therefore Rebbe asked the question, that how could the Pasuk say that David HaMelech did tzedakah for his entire nation if L'chur is only doing tzedakah for the Aniyim, as they were the ones that he actually helped out when they lost it in Torah? And the Gemara explains, that even in those scenarios where David HaMelech did not have to make a payment for Aniyim, every single mishpat that David HaMelech did for the entire nation, the elements of tzedakah and mishpat, and as the Gemara explains, as it's proper judgment for the litigant that won the case, as he received back his money, and was also considered a tzedakah for the party that actually lost, as ultimately he gave back the money that really didn't belong to him. If he would have kept it improperly, then it would have been considered gzeila. Before we continue, let's remember that the Gemara brought the member Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha that mitzvah l'b'saya, and the Gemara now continues. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya states, Shnayim shabo l'finecha l'din, and when two litigants come in front of you for din tayra, either prior to you hearing the tainus, or even after you heard the tainus, however you're not sure how you're going to paskin, then it's possible for you to say to them that come and let's make a pshara and let's make a compromise. However, once you hear what the tainus were, and you already realize how you're going to paskin, then and it will be also to ask them to make a compromise. And as the paskin mishle states, Rashi explains, the way to understand the Pasuk is that at the beginning of the Din Torah, that's a proper time to be Paita and to get rid of the Din Torah and to make a compromise. Before the Din becomes Niskala, that is a proper time to make a Pshara, to pull yourself away from the Din Torah and to make a compromise. As Rashi explains, Paita Mayim, Rashi's Madai, and Bas Lifta, Blahashal Chamriva, Hamashula Kamayim, Kilakaman, Vilasim Shalim Beneim, the proper time is Rashi's Madin, Koidim Shatisa Vatita Bidim, Ptaisa, Netaish, Netashov, Ruid of Acha Shalim. The Gemara continues that instead of Rash Lakish, we are Gairis, Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, or Rabbi Huda ben Lakish, Rabbi Shua ben Lakish Amma, Shnaim Shabaludin, Echad Rach Vachakasha. If there are two litigants that come to a Dintaira, and one of them is an easier person, and one of them is a harder person, or more difficult person, Ad Shaloi Tishma Devrayim, so either prior to hearing what they have to say, Oy Mishatishma Devrayim, Viati Yadei Alechad Ninaita, even if you heard that tiny, but you don't know how you're going to paskin. So at that point, after Rishoy Leimulhem, Inani Nizakulchem, that I don't want to get involved, the dying could recuse himself. Shemin is Chayev Chazak, Venimsa Chazak Reitvay. The dying could be scared that maybe the stronger person will actually be Chayev and will be found guilty, Venimsa Chazak Reitvay, and then this strong person will chase after the dying and will bother him to overturn his Din Torah. Rashi explains, Kasha, Baal Meriva, Matriach Tayonin, Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish continues that Mishat Tishma Devrei and Vati Yedei Alechad and Dinoita, but once you heard that tainus and you already know which way you're going to paskin, and at this point you realize you're going to paskin against a stronger person, so at that point you're scared. At that point you can't recuse yourself. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Lesugurim Fe'ish, that a dayan should not be scared of any individual and any bus of a dom. Ayin Taisidivim Maschel Vinimsa Chalzu Great Fe'i, and points out, that why did Gemara have to tell us that one of them was a softer and easier person? As L'chari, even if they're both strong, then certainly this would be a problem. In that case, it would actually be less of a problem, as the Dayan would have the support of the second person, who is also a strong personality. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shu ben Kocho, fish. And Rabbi Shulam ben Kocha teaches us that how do we know that if a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe, and at the time that there's a din Torah going on, he sees that there's a chus for an ani and a chayv for an asher, as Rashi says, "Bod din l'fnei Rabbi v'lei l'fanav v'ra Talmud chus l'ani v'chayv l'asher v'Rabbi toyer b'din," and his Rebbe is about to make a mistake in the din Torah. "V'nayin shlo yach l'kavod l'Rabbi v'yishtoy Talmud." How do we know they should not be chayv l'kavod to his Rebbe at that time, and he shouldn't be quiet, and he should make sure to take a stand, as the pasuk states, "Le'segurim pleish." Rabbi Chanan Omar and Rabbi Chanan explained, "Le'sachtes d'vrechem pleish," that you shouldn't hold back from speaking in front of any person, and even if that person is your Rebbe. Rabbi Chanan continues, "V'yu edim yodim mismiyim edim," that the edim should know who they're saying testimony against. As Rashi explains, as if they would actually give wrong testimony, they'll cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to be misav v'sivuvim to make sure that the proper party gets his money back. And as Rashi states, "Ki ilu heim edim HaKadosh Baruch Hu could amal kamon shamatrichin oisar lahachsim mamal lebaylov." Rabbi Chanan continues, "V'lefnei miheim edim," and in front of who are you saying testimony? And of course, that's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Umiyasli parman," and who will take retribution from them? Shenem, as the pasuk states in Pasha Shaftim, "Va'andu shnei anashim asher lahem ariel lefnei Hashem," that the two people referring to the edim are as if they're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi brings for the Gemara Masechet Shavuos, that this pasuk is referring to edim. The Brisa continues, "V'yu adoyanim yoydinus miin donin," and the judges should know who they're actually judging. And once again, this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Lefnei miin donin," and in front of who they're judging, "Umiyasli parman," and who will take retribution from them if they pass them wrong. And as the pasuk in Tehillim states, "Kim nitza by das el," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing amongst the Sanhedrin. "Chaim yoshafet oime," and in Divrei Yamim Beis it states regarding yoshafet, "Yoimel l'shaftim ru'u ma'atem oisim ki loyla adam tishpetu ki l'ashem yimachem bidvar mishpat." And the Brisa continues, "Shem yoyma dayim ali b'tzah azeh." Although we know that b'negei edim they certainly have to come and testify, as the pasuk tells us there's an issur for an aid not to come and testify. However, maybe a dayim will say, "Why should I get involved and become a judge if l'maisa it's so difficult and there's a potential that I'll get retribution?" Therefore, the Brisa tells us, "Talmud leima," so the pasuk continues in Divrei Yamim, "V'yimachem bidvar mishpat ein l'dayin el ma'ase ein avrayis," that l'maisa the judge is only going to be judged for what he actually sees if he judges improperly on purpose. However, if a dayin actually makes a mistake, then certainly there won't be retribution. And as Rashi says, "The ein l'dayin lira v'lemnoya atzmei menadin elifim ma'ase ein avrayis lidayin v'yiskavon leitzir letzitka l'amitay v'shuv l'yanesh." The Gemara continues and goes back to the Brisa that we saw at the bottom of that Vavim Aleph and the top of that Vavim Beis that stated, "Kashem shadim b'shleisha kach b'tzur b'shleisha and nigba adin iyat v'shoy l'btzaya." The Gemara is, "Hechi domi gemar din," what is considered gemar din? And Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, "Ish plein at the chayiv, ish plein at the zakai," if they actually announce that this person is chayiv and this person is zakai. Let's remember that Taisa stated that from the Lashon HaGemara it's more mashma like the pshat of Rashi, even though Taisa was bothered as to exactly how to understand Rashi ayin shom. The Gemara states, "Amar Rav," that Rav stated halacha Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, the halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, stated that mitzvah l'btzaya. The Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that Rav paskel like Rabbi Shua ben Kocha and it's a mitzvah l'btzaya? But Rav Huna talmidid Rav Hava, but Rav Huna was a talmud of Rav, and kava asl kamid Rav Huna. And when litigants would come in front of Rav Huna, amalahu idina b'isu ipshar b'isu, and he would give a choice to litigants if they want to have a din Torah or if they want to make a compromise. L'maisa, if Rav paskel it's mitzvah l'btzaya, then why did he give them this choice? And he should have pushed them to make a pshara. And zok the Gemara, my mitzvah nami to come Rabbi Shulman Kocha, that even when Rabbi Shulman Kocha stated that's mitzvah l'btzaya, and we continue on that zayin amud aleph, mitzvah l'meimelu idina b'isa pshar b'isa, it's a mitzvah to say to the litigants that if you want, I could judge you based on a psak din and based on a dvar Torah, or I could help you reach a settlement and reach a compromise. And as Rashi says, mitzvah l'meimelu b'reisha idina b'isu pshar b'isu to peschin lu b'pshara, and we should at least start off and mention that there's a possibility of having a compromise. The Gemara now continues that since we just mentioned that Bishur ben Kocha doesn't mean that's an actual mitzvah to make a compromise, and instead you're actually giving a choice to the litigants. So if so, Hayinu Tanakama, l'chur is no chil between the shita of Bishur ben Kocha and the shita that we saw from the Tanakama on the bottom of Daf Elvim Lauf that stated, Kashem Shadim Bishleisha, Chach Bitsu Bishleisha, and it's only once Nigvadin, then it's Asal B'tzaya. The Gemara responds, it could be now a mitzvah that there is an afkamina as to if it's a mitzvah, as Bishur ben Kocha saw the mitzvah. Rabbi Shulman ben Kocha says that you have to actually mention to the litigants, and that is a mitzvah. And Tanakam is of Rishus. Tanakam holds that it's only Rishus, and the Dayanim don't have to begin in this manner, and they could start as a regular din Torah, and it's only if they want to make a compromise, then they could offer a compromise. And as Rashi says, it could now a mitzvah, lehaska pshara le Tanakam leka mitzvah, ayin sham. The Gemara now states that if you're telling me that Tanakam holds holds that it's only Rishus, and as we saw on the first of the medium lines on that Vav and Beis, Rav Shimon ben Asya Omer, Shnayim Shebolu Fenechal Adin, Ashley Tishma Devei, Omer Shetishma Devei, and V'Atu Yedei Lechad in Neita, Atu Rishoy Le'Omla and Su'u B'Tzu, and we see that he holds that it's a Rishus, and the Gemara explains it could be now that there is an Afkamina, as Mishetishma Devei, and V'Atu Yedei Lechad in Neita, Yatu Rishoy Le'Omla and Su'u B'Tzu, as Rashi explains that L'Tana Kama, Fidu Shama Devei, Mishoy Le'Btzaya, Ashigma Adin, as according to Tana Kama, even if they heard his words and they know how they're going to paskin, they still could ask them if they want to make a compromise. And they actually specify that this person is innocent and this person is guilty. They actually announce a psak din. However, Rav Shimon ben Asya mishitish mes derei and v'yadat lechad neita afagat blei nigma in rishay lebtsoya, as Rav Shimon ben Asya specifically stated. Once again, as Taisus pointed out, the lashon of the Gemara is certainly mashma like Rashi explained at the top of Daf Vav and Beis, and not like Taisus ayin sham. Before we finish, let's point out some of the Taisusin that are mentioned and brought on Amud Beis, as Taisus states in Divrei Maschil Aval Arin, Pirish Kivin Shloih Hayudayim V'Loih Hayadin Balafanav El Lefnei Moshe Vada L'Dei Shari, that certainly even though we stated that a person should not make a pshara and it's Asal Psaya, however that is only if you're actually a judge and the judgment came in front of you. However, Arin was not in that position and therefore he could actually make a compromise. Rabbi Leza explained when the pasuk stated Beitzei Beir Chniyetz Hashem, it's referring to someone that stole a Sashal Chitim V'Tachna V'Ofa and then it was Hifresh Memen Chala, and Ayin Taisus was bothered that L'Chiri you take off Chala prior to baking, and therefore Zok Taisus L'Hachi Nokit V'Ofa L'Fish Yesh Dvorim She'im Mischayim B'Chala Ad La'achafia U'maisla V'Per Kol Shor Hasufkonu V'Adushon V'Askakitin V'Ason B'Ilfis Chayovin V'Becham B'Turin. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though there was already a Shinoi to the actual dough and it's actually now baked, it's still considered a Mitzvah B'Avera. And Taisus continues in Divrei Maschil El Keneged Yehuda. Taisus is bothered that how can you say that someone that benches Yehuda is considered as if he was Minoy Tzakash Baruch Hu, if Lemaisa we find that the Pasuk in Birchas Yaakov states Mivter Pani Elisa, and Lemaisa Yaakov is giving him bracha, and Taisus explains that bracha was not going on the Maisa of Yehuda and Yosef, and was going on the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda admitted that he was the one that had relationship with Tamar, as the Targum explains on that Pasuk, and we will stop over here.